There's an expanding front on the war against terrorism. The U.S. recently launched a $10 million initiative to help combat animal poaching in Africa. Money from the illegal trade in animal products may be supporting various militant groups on the continent. But one expert says the U.S. initiative alone won't be enough to solve the problem. Johan Bergenes says current anti-poaching efforts have not been successful in stopping the slaughter of thousands of animals every year.
Poaching as a transnational criminal activity is, of course, not new. We have seen an increased level of killing of defenseless animals over the last 12 to 18 months.
Bergenes is deputy director of the Managing Across Boundaries Initiative at the Stimson Center, a nonprofit, nonpartisan think tank in Washington.
The more interesting and dangerous pattern, though, is that transnational criminal groups who are trafficking other illicit goods, be it drugs or arms or you name it, and also terrorist organizations are now increasingly profiting off of poaching and adjacent activities.
Bergenes says Somali militants are among those benefiting from poaching.
The Kenya Wildlife Service has reported for a number of years now a strong link to Al-Shabaab, which is, of course, a Somalia-based Al-Qaeda affiliate. And also we are seeing increased eyewitness reports from people who have left these networks and come out and testify that, for example, the Lord Resistance Army and its head, Joseph Kony, is specifically targeting poaching and the revenues that can be taken from that activities and buying supplies and arms and other equipment.
Game park rangers and others involved in anti-poaching efforts are often outmanned and outgunned.
These poachers are no longer using non-sophisticated weapons. They are really going after the use of helicopters, machine guns, vision goggles that they can see at night. And we have to respond with the technology that, quote-unquote, the good guys have in managing these issues.
The Stimson Center official says the recent action taken by the Obama administration is a big step in the right direction.
President Obama has put together a task force that is going to look at a interagency process to fight illicit trafficking in wildlife more broadly. And so at the end of that process, there will be a report and a U.S. national strategy to that end. He also committed an additional $10 million, which, of course, will not be enough to manage this threat.
He says the U.S. and its European allies need to take a fundamentally different approach when they partner with African nations.
We need to increasingly find development issues, security issues, be it arms or drugs or poaching or whatever it might be, and try to alter our programs to better partner with these countries. And so at the end of the day, we will get our high priority satisfied, be it counterterrorism or proliferation, and they will get their high priorities, be it poaching or curbing transnational crime or whatever it might be.
African nations, he says, need to have better arms and equipment to match those of the poachers. Bergenes says drones could also be part of anti-poaching efforts, but not the kind that carry weapons, only cameras for surveillance.
When the poachers are sent in to these game parks to kill the rhino or the elephants and to take their tusks and the horns, how did they get there? How were they able to get around police, wildlife services, and other counter-poaching efforts? How are they trafficking these high-value items throughout their countries, across borders, and into the international illicit market? And that is an interesting use of this new technology.
He says lessons learned from a holistic approach to poaching may lead to better ways to control drug trafficking, cigarette, and arms smuggling. Bergenes says another big step toward curbing poaching in Africa would be to curb the demand for illegal animal products in Asia. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.